Alfred, this is truly, and I've looked at a lot of UFO stories in all my life, this may be one of the most incredible revelations I've ever come across. In your opinion, how legitimate is this? And tell me a little bit about the former Minister of Defense.
Yes, George, this is an extraordinary story because historically what happened is that back at the centennial celebration of Canada, while Paul Hellyer was Minister of Defense, and he's a very well-regarded Minister of Defense, he is the Minister of Defense who unified the Canadian Armed Forces that were in disparate services and unified them into a single service, and also brought in the whole, the Prime Minister Lester Pearson was responsible for bringing in the whole peacekeeper concept and for reformulating and transforming the Canadian Armed Forces into its current peacekeeping role. So we're talking about a gentleman who's an extraordinary Minister of Defense. Coincidentally, and this is a very important point, while he was Minister of Defense, we celebrated our centennial here in Canada, and Paul Hellyer inaugurated, as Minister of Defense in St. Paul, Alberta, which is still there, the world's first official intergalactic landing pad. And he flew out to St. Paul, Alberta, and he inaugurated an official landing pad as part of the centennial celebrations, which has a beautiful plaque saying that all races from all planets are welcome here in peace. So this is a story which goes back almost 35 years.
He's in his 80s, Alfred, and we tried to get him on the program, as you know, tonight, but I guess we're up just a little too late for him. But the most important thing, too, is you find him to be credible, right?
Yes, yes. We first met with Mr. Hellyer in the year 2001 as part of the Institute and as part of the Space Preservation Treaty, which had been introduced into the U.S. Congress by Representative Dennis Kucinich, the Space Preservation Act. He introduced it in October of 2001. And we met with him here in Vancouver with Mr. Hellyer. And Mr. Hellyer at that time was the leader of the Canadian Action Party, a national party. And he was the first Canadian politician and statesman to endorse the Space Preservation Treaty to ban all weapons in space. He's an extraordinary man. If you go to Wikipedia, you can see his biography. He was elected to Parliament at the age of 25. He was a political phenom, and he was the longest serving member of Parliament. And he's regarded as a national hero here.
Well, Alfred, listen to what he says about our episode, Roswell, New Mexico, the supposed crash that occurred here, 1947. Listen to what he says. He says, "The secrecy involved in all matters pertaining to the Roswell incident was unparalleled. The classification was, from the outset, above top secret, so the vast majority of U.S. officials and politicians, let alone a mere allied minister of defense, were never in the loop." That's an incredible statement to make.
Well, in a way it is, but in a way, it's a statement that describes the secrecy system that was imposed since, even during and before the Eisenhower administration, when Dr. Henry Kissinger, under the direction of Nelson Rockefeller, privatized the entire contact business with extraterrestrials through what they called Majestic 12, the study group, and PI-40. So what they did at that time was to introduce an extraordinarily high level of secrecy and to link it to the highest levels of corporate activity so that all of the technology transfer and knowledge would be privatized and go into rather the kind of the public capital into private capital.
So here we have now in Canada their former defense minister, Paul Hellyer, talking about this, acknowledging it. We had in this country, Alfred, years ago, the late Colonel Philip Corso, who claims to have seen and handed out the reverse engineering of UFOs. He claims that he saw alien bodies, co-wrote the book The Day After Roswell with a dear friend of mine, Bill Burns. So here we have now two top officials from two separate governments talking about aliens. Now here's another thing he talks about, and he warns us. Now this is what concerns me, and one of the reasons why I want to hold you over for the half hour and let people talk to you as well, phone call from our coast listeners. He says, the United States military preparing weapons now which could be used against the aliens, and they could get us into an intergalactic war without us ever having any warning. He said the Bush administration has finally agreed to let the military build a forward base on the moon, which will put them in a better position to keep track of the goings and comings of the visitors from space and to shoot at them if they so decide. If that's true, are we going to have another War of the Worlds on our hands?
Well, I would certainly hope not. As we've demonstrated, George, and I'm very glad that you mentioned the War of the Worlds issue, because we wrote an editorial on that subject. The evidence that we have seen does not at all sustain a view that the ethical off-planet cultures that are now visiting Earth have a hostile intent toward humankind, such that we would not, there would not be any conflict that would be engendered by any of the ethical off-planet cultures. And I think that why this matter became such a concern was that what we did in March of this year, we went to the Canadian Senate Committee on National Security and Defense, and they have a very explicit mandate to look at the national security of Canada. And Mr. Hellyer is very well regarded by the senators on that committee. Here in Canada, unlike in the United States, the senators are appointed, and they're sort of elder statesmen and wise people. And they've dealt with very controversial issues here. They've dealt with the same-sex marriage issue, which is controversial, and the medical marijuana issue in a very enlightened way. And so, because this Senate committee has a mandate to deal with the national security of Canada, the issue that there may be a deployment of space-based weapons which are now planned, which are designed and planned for use against civilizations in space, that becomes a matter of national concern and security here in Canada, because a war which would involve Canadians and the rest of the world may be started without our knowledge.